Well, good morning once again. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about the epistle of Peter, the first epistle that Peter wrote. And in that, we have learned many different things and the instructions that he has given us and the hope that he has given us as well. Interestingly enough, though, and I will admit that there was a little bit of collaboration here. But in this next text that we are going to share today, a lot of these words we have already sung. So here is the text. It says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession." Those key words we've already sung this morning. Now, I didn't pick the songs. I just told Anne what we were going to be sharing today. But the words we sang this morning were just perfect. Thank you. So let me keep on going with this. It says that, "So you're a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." That wasn't something we sang too, called out of darkness. "Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." So here we have this first word that comes up in this scripture. It says the word chosen. It says we are a chosen people. I want to remind us all that this is not the first time in scripture that we read about being chosen people. Just bear with me as I go through Deuteronomy, because it has a lot of the same words that we just read in Peter. It says, "For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were numerous or more numerous than other peoples." Of course, he's talking to the people that he brought out, the people he chose out of Egypt and brought them into the promised land. "For you were the fewest of all peoples, but it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your ancestors that he brought you out with a mighty hand, and he redeemed you as he has redeemed us from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Now therefore, know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He's the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments." The people of Israel were a chosen people, a chosen group, they were the chosen people of God at that time. A gentleman by the name of Alan Roxburgh and Scott Boren wrote a commentary on the scripture of 1 Peter chapter 2. And he wants to remind us that this choosing, I'll go back, you are a chosen people. This choosing is about being chosen by God to represent him for the sake of the world. We are God's representatives. Think of some of the other people that were chosen. Abraham, we read about him already. Moses, Elijah, Samuel, David, each of the disciples, Paul. All of these people were chosen. Okay? Chosen from the people of God. From the people of God. But he also chose each and every one of us. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. When did he choose us? He says, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be what? Holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. He chose us as he chose many in the past, as Peter was talking to those who were both Gentile and Jew at the time who had been chosen, and he wrote that epistle, and it went out into all of the areas throughout Asia, that epistle, about people being chosen. He didn't care about their language, their color, their wealth, their poverty, had nothing to do with it. They were chosen by God. They were all chosen. And as we are chosen, we all become one. For we are all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we are all given the one Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to drink. We are all one. We are the chosen people of God. We are all in the one family. We are all one part of as children. And as we have been chosen, we are asked to walk worthy of our choosing. In Ephesians it says, as a prisoner for the Lord, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling or your choosing that you have received. We are to represent God. Now, there's an interesting word here that we read at the beginning. It said that we are a holy nation. That's one of those key words, a holy nation. All those people in here who think they're holy, raise your hand. Come on. You're all holy. Alex?
I'm afraid.
Everybody, yes. Why? Okay. Why are we holy? What does holy mean? We are part of a holy nation. God's nation is a holy nation. We are all part of it. And we are told not only that we are holy, but that we are to be holy. Just as you were called, just as he who called you, as it continues in 1 Peter, who is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, be holy because I am holy. Okay, that's interesting. How do we be holy? Well, let's first of all understand what the word holy means. Because God is holy, we are part of a holy nation, and as individuals, we are holy. Kevin DeYoung wrote in a commentary, he said, that word holy in the Bible occurs over 600 times. The word holy is rooted in both Hebrew and in Greek. In Hebrew, it's called Kodesh, and in Greek, it's called Hagios. It appears and it helps us to describe the attributes, the nature, the actions of God himself, and the expectations God has of his people. Essentially, what those words mean is that if you are holy, it refers to something or someone who has been set apart for a specific purpose. God, by nature, is holy, holy with a W-H, excuse me here, completely different from the things of the world. He is set apart. He is eternal, righteous, at peace, and he is the source of truth and love. How are we holy? We are holy because we were set apart. How were we set apart? By, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, and by that will we have been made holy, but through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Jesus Christ, when we received him into our lives and we received the Holy Spirit, set us apart. We were born again and we were made holy. I know that if you walk down the street and you went up to somebody and say, guess what, I'm holy, they're going to ask you to please go to Sherbrooke to the hospital there. I think it's the Hotel Dieu. All right. So we have to be very careful when we use that word holy. Holy means that we've been set apart for a special purpose. We are a holy nation. We are the nation of God. We'll come to that a little bit more. Now, when we were talking, or when that scripture I read, it also said that we are a very treasured or a very special possession. It says in 1 Peter 2:9, it says that we are a holy nation, God's special possession. Why would we be special? What makes us special? To be so precious, so treasured, so wanted, so loved. In Corinthians 6, it says, don't you know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you've received from God? We receive God. We receive the Holy Spirit. You're not your own. Why? Because you were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. What was the price that we were bought with? We were bought with the blood of Christ. And that's why we're a special possession, a holy nation, special, treasured, set apart by God and Jesus Christ. And then the next part, and I'm going to use two different translations. I'm going to repeat the scripture that we read at the beginning. It says, you're a chosen people, okay? A royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. And in the NIV, it says that you may declare the praises of him. We were bought. We were made holy. We were chosen for a reason, that we may declare the praises of him. In the English Standard Version, it says so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of what? The darkness. Called you out of the darkness and into the light. We are to proclaim. We are to declare the excellencies of him. See, the interesting part is, now that we are part of a holy nation, we act sort of like as ambassadors. We represent the nation that we are part of. We go to Philippians chapter 3, it says, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. We belong, we are citizens of heaven. I read this thing the other day, where what it meant to be a citizen of heaven. And the person says, we're all heavenites. Okay, so we are heavenites. Yeah, we're Canadians, but we're really heavenites. We have been called out. Our citizenship is in heaven, and we are ambassadors of heaven. And we're there so that we can proclaim and praise God, as it says in the book of Isaiah. As ambassadors, we proclaim to other people what God has done for us, and what he does for us now and in the future. We've been called out, okay, to proclaim the excellencies of God. Now, we would say, and I know, Alex, you've done street ministry. John's not here, but he does them as well. And, of course, one of the things that you talk about is Jesus Christ. He is eternal. He is our Savior. You have eternal life when you receive him. There is the kingdom of God that we should be focusing on. But what are some of the other excellencies that we should be praising and telling and declaring and proclaiming to other people? If you open up your bulletin that you have picked up from the back of the church today, you will see that there is Psalm 103, or an excerpt from Psalm 103 in there, and another one from Psalm 147. And if you find that on your, if you open it up and you look very quickly, and if there's a pen in front of you, you might want to underline these. It says, "Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits." In other words, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his excellencies. Praise the Lord, and it says, and declare. What does he do? He forgives in verse 3, and he heals. He redeems in verse 4, and he crowns. He satisfies with your desires with good things. The Lord works righteousness and justice. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, and he is slow to anger, abounding in love. Those are some of his excellencies. Those are things we can depend on each and every day. Psalm 147, and we all have experienced this, some more seriously than others recently. But he heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. He's the great creator. He numbers the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. So, what are we asked to do? We're being asked here as those who have been called out of the darkness and into the light to proclaim the excellencies of him. To proclaim that the Lord has forgiven us, heals us, redeems us, has crowned us with love and compassion. He is a Savior, but he's much bigger than that. And that is our calling. That's why we're a chosen people. We are chosen to proclaim these excellencies. We were called out of darkness. Because when we were in the dark, we belonged to Satan. As it says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and of ruler of the kingdom of the air. That's where we were in the darkness. But we have been chosen out of that. We have been chosen. And we have been brought to this point in our physical and spiritual lives where we are as a holy nation to proclaim God's excellencies, to witness who Jesus Christ is. Not what he's done for us, but who he is as well. When I started this series about three Sundays ago, I started in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. And that starts off in that verse. It says, by God's great mercy. That's how 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 started. And since we read that part of the passage, I think it was 3 weeks ago, maybe four. There are certain things that Peter has shared with us and taught us and reminded us. He said that we were born again. He said that we were born again to a living hope of eternal life. He said that there is a place kept in heaven for us. Our name is there already. He reminded us that we are living stones. We are part of the building, the spiritual building, the church. He reminded us that, yes, we will experience trials. And we all do. And we all have. And unfortunately, we all will. But also, fortunately, we have God on our side. He said that we are a chosen people, God's people. He says that we are a holy and royal priesthood. He says that we are a holy nation, set apart. That we have been called out of the darkness for a reason, to declare and to proclaim the excellencies of God. All of this, all of these things that we have been reminded of in this first epistle of Peter is because of God's great mercy. Because we would be destitute, dead. It would be all over. Why bother life? We've been chosen. We've born again. You can read down through this list. But it's because of God's mercy. It says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. I want to read it again. You're a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him, or the excellencies of him, who called you out of darkness into this wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. And because of that mercy, we have life. We have God. We are set apart. We are a holy nation. Great God, we praise you. We thank you. How can you help us even understand how great you are, how merciful you are? Peter has given us the words and inspired by you, Holy Spirit, but just stir it up in us. Help us when we see each other, others in our neighborhoods, others in our families, that we're able to share with them who you are in a way that represents you, that we can declare the praises, that we can proclaim the excellencies. Thank you for your mercy and your compassion and love. Thank you for your patience and forgiveness. Thank you for giving us this purpose to declare. Energize us, great God, to proclaim what you have done and what you are doing, not just for us, but for the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.